Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 29th of January. Prepper tip of the day. I've mentioned this before, but it's so important. I'm trying to get people to take action here, if they would. That's learn how to use a map and compass. Learn how to do cross-country navigation using a topographical map and a compass. These are simple skills, elementary, foundational skills, and not optional. It could literally be a matter of life and death to have these skills at some point in the future. So learn how to use a map and compass. Learn how to do cross-country navigation. That's your prepper tip of the day. We're continuing with Firearms Monday, and if you got a question or comment, it looks like we have our regular guest showing up about an hour late. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, John. I apologize to everyone and all our listeners. For some strange reason, my body just didn't want to move this morning.
Well, if you need the rest, we understand that and respect that. Well, the first hour I talked extensively about Aguila 22 caliber long rifle ammunition, and I segued from there into talking about one of my favorite rifles, which is the Ruger 10/22. You knew what I was going to say. Takedown. And this is specifically the model 21133. It's got the bull barrel on it, the adjustable comb on the stock. And the last thing I was saying before the break, Jimmy, is how much I really appreciate the factory upgrade to the trigger, which if you've got a 10/22 and you really want optimal accuracy, you really need this factory upgrade on the trigger, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir. That is that rifle right there. I've had the joy of shooting a couple of them that people have brought out, a little familiar racing on them. And that is probably the greatest improvement that Ruger has ever done to that rifle. We always said that you couldn't make it any better. All of us let go of the trigger because there's several of us that modified the trigger and did improvements to it. And all the stuff that we would take hours and hours to do, they did at the factory for us. And I really wonder, and I suspect, because of that improvement that they made, I wonder if that was because the way Ruger keeps track of its customers and is always, and I don't mean by a list, ladies and gentlemen, I mean soliciting input. Everything that Ruger's ever made, if a customer calls with a suggestion, they don't poo-poo it. They make note of it.
Right.
And
right.
I would highly suspect that the factory improved trigger system and everything is due to the fact that so many people expressed how much they loved it, with the one caveat: how can I improve the trigger? And it is the best thing, ladies and gentlemen, since sliced bread. My firearms tip of the week, John, was, amazingly enough, goes right along with what you're saying. It was aim small, miss small. Ladies and gentlemen, we get the habit going to the range of punching paper, and I don't care how new you are to shooting, and a lot of people do it because of the confidence factor, Bill's confidence. Most everyone can hit a 10-inch target at 25 yards.
I hope so.
And you move that same 10-inch target out to 100 yards, and most, even new shooters, can hit that. My challenge to you is, unless you're sighting in a rifle or you're testing loads or ammunition in a rifle, get away from the standard paper targets, except maybe to warm up, and use the new phrase is reactive targets, which means that they either make a sound or they move. And go back to what we used to use to increase our shooting ability: Coke cans. Once you're good with those, go to shotgun shells. Start off at 20 feet, and then the shotgun shell, every time you hit it, is going to move, and it's going to go further and further and further. And my brother and I used to have contests, and Teresa and I still do. Put a Coke can at 25 yards, and you shoot it and hit it, it's going to move. And then you keep following the target until you miss. Then you look at the distance, and then the next person does the same thing. And what you're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is in... After World War II and into the 60s, you would read stories of not men talking about themselves in World War II or the Korean War, but men talking about other men that they admired because of their shooting ability, and you would hear them say things like they could pick out which button on the enemy's target that they were going to put the bullet through, and these men could do that. The purpose of that was aim small, miss small. And if you've ever watched the movie The Patriot, you'll hear that quote right at the beginning of
right.
the movie.
You do.
And one of my favorite movies, by the way. It'll come on, and I'm sorry, I'll leave it on in the background and watch it as I do other things. But that, ladies and gentlemen, also does two things. Not only does it teach you to hit a smaller target at a greater distance, but what the secret to what you're doing has nothing to do with the target or the bullet, and the 22 is perfect for this. What it is building is instinctive shooting. And that's a subject that John and I probably never talked about, or if we have, we've talked about very little. We've talked about muscle memory and sight picture and how your body develops a memory system that when you pull up to take the shot, that your brain subconsciously makes all the corrections and you're doing the final details at the end. By practicing the aim small, miss small techniques, you're developing an instinctive shooting technique so that one day when you do have to put meat on the table, and that cottontail or whatever pops up out there at 75 to 100 yards and you got that split second to take the shot, you're not doing math in your head. So it's been one of our favorite things since I was a kid, John.
I understand. Well, getting back to the 1022, the Israeli Army uses a version of the 1022 that has the a suppressor built into the barrel, which is an aftermarket accessory that people can buy here in the States. Of course, they have to go through the paperwork and pay the transfer tax for the time being. But the Israeli military only uses the best of the best, and that tells me a lot. You know, that tells me all I need to know right there, that they're using a Ruger 1022 with a built-in suppressor barrel for combat. It's extremely quiet, extremely accurate, and very cost-effective, obviously, which is not so much of an issue for a military. But it's the best of the best. The Ruger 1022 has become the best-selling 22 caliber semi-automatic rifle ever built, hasn't it?
Yes, sir, it has. They have estimated the number of owners in the millions, and that is in several millions. There is a place on the Ruger website, John, and it might be under news releases or something, but if you'll search 1022 or 1022 history or whatever on the Ruger website, last year it was a big hoopla that the X number 1022 had been sold, and it was up in the millions.
And does not surprise me.
The reason that they say that is that most of their information is based off of the warranty cards that were sent back in with the gun. And I'll be quite honest with you. Three of them that I've had, I don't think I've ever sent the warranty card in. So that figure, and they tell you that. They this number is skewed because many people never send in the warranty card. And it's just amazing just how popular that. My dad actually had the very first 1022 in West Texas when Guns wasn't Guns and Ammo. I think it was Outdoor Life had the first ad mentioning that the new Ruger 1022 would be available. My dad went down to the Ace Hardware and talked to his friend and showed him a picture of it. And he says, "When you order these, when you get these in, I want the first one." And ladies and gentlemen, that was a long time ago when families and everything had friends in stores and around town, and especially Monahans was a very small town, population of about 7,000, I believe. And when he had that order made, he told my dad that he ordered them. And when they came in, he didn't even take them all out of the boxes until my dad got down there and bought the first one. And I still have that very first 1022, John. I inherited that.
Okay.
And it is yet to fail. And that's with however many hundreds of Appleseed students have used it as a loaner rifle, trained my daughter on it. My wife immediately took to it. Many friends' children have learned on it, and to this day, ladies and gentlemen, it has yet to hiccup once. And
The Ruger engineers developed a unique feeding system with that rotary magazine that is really, it was totally unique at the time, as far as I know, and it's proven to be incredibly reliable, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. And they actually made a blued and stainless version of the 1022 in 22 Magnum. Rumor has it they may be bringing that back. And that was just the cherry on top.
Well, it was. And, right. I was telling a friend of mine, another Special Forces Vietnam vet, that this would have been about, oh, I guess about 1994, 1995. And I said, Bob, if they ever make this 10/22 and 22 Magnum, that will be the ultimate right there, which eventually they did, beginning in 1998. But there was a flawed design, engineering flawed design to it that they finally had to take them out of production in 2006. But if they put that back in production, they will not be able to keep up with the orders, will they?
No, sir. And at the Christmas gun show in Rio Doso, there was one of the major local dealers, I'll put it that way, that is always at our gun shows. They're really great kids. The people that the owner sends out are in their early 20s, and these young people know their stuff. But they actually had a Ruger rep at the Rio Doso gun show, and he was only there for Saturday. But during one of the lull times, several of us dealers kind of got him cornered and quizzed him on different things. And, of course, you know, this guy's a professional. He's a PR guy, so he knows
right.
What's up and coming.
Right.
And we mentioned that to him. You know, we had heard rumors for years, and he goes, oh, the rumors have feet. And in the industry, ladies and gentlemen, that means that they have worked on or are working on, and it was a flaw that was something, and the way he put it, he says it should have never got out because they suspected it, but they released it early without all the testing that they normally did with everything else. And got out there, and some guns exhibited the flaw, and some didn't, and then it just got to the point that everything was... And a friend of mine, Mike, that died a couple of years ago, still has one of those that he never turned in,
right.
And on the recall, and his son has it now. And your comment on the 22 Magnum earlier in West Texas, when I was growing up, more coyote hunters used a 22 Magnum for coyote hunting out there than probably anything else. And a 22 Magnum will take down a coyote at 150 yards. I've watched it more than once.
Right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you thought about buying a 22 Magnum, the pistol, it's nice, but you're not having the potential of the cartridge. But if you buy any rifle chambered in 22 Magnum, and set it up with a good scope, you have got an excellent, excellent farm and ranch varmint gun.
Well, Jimmy, one of the things I do with my 22s, all my 22 rifles, I don't put 22 caliber rifle scopes on them. I put rifle scopes meant for a centerfire rifle, full-size scopes,
yes,
with a illuminated reticle. And people look at my 22s and say, what do you got that big scope on there for? I said, you watch me shoot this thing, you'll find out real quick.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And one of our companies that we've, in fact, it's our oldest company that we've represented, NC, about 5 years ago, they came up with a Picatinny adapter that the biggest problem, ladies and gentlemen, on most of your 22 rifles, older rifles, and still some of the newer ones, instead of having a being drilled for a scope base or anything else, they had what was known as dovetail slots cut
That's right.
into the action. Well, we carry, and John, this thing is just so absolutely incredibly expensive. I think it's like $12.
Mm-hmm.
But what it does is it is an adapter that clamps on to the dovetail cuts in the barrel, and it's a Picatinny rail.
That's neat. That's an excellent, excellent idea. Great piece of equipment. Here's our break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from...
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 29th of January. If you want me to come and speak to your group, well, all the information you need is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Your family, your church group, your group, I'd be glad to come and speak. Just go to my website and check it out. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, boss. In talking about the 1022 and the 22 mag, I'll give you another one to look up, and it used the same mechanism, I guess you would say, as the rotary magazine, but a slightly different feed system. And they built it's basically a 1022 on steroids, chambered in 44 magnum. That one, a friend of mine, Clark, that does the gun shows with us and everything, has got. And to this day, I would just love to find something that I had that he needed. that would be an excellent addition to my armory. But Ruger did it right when they did that. And what they wanted was a simple, common rifle, semi-automatic, that anyone could operate and was light and versatile. And they did. They created the perfect little training rifle when they built that rifle. And ranch rifle, trapping rifle, you name it. I think that gun has been used everywhere. And the model that you were discussing with the Israelis, I believe, I read an article on that a couple of years back, but I think that they refer to that as an SM-22. I have to do some research to verify it, but I believe the model, what they call that as a model number, is an SM-22 of the Israeli Defense Forces. And it is. It's a perfect, if you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, some of what the IDF has to put up with makes our force-on-force and urban combat teams and everything look like Girl Scouts. They sometimes have to pull raids, not just in a residential area, but in a high-rise apartment building, and go in and get the bad guys, or in most cases, terrorists, and not affect anybody in any apartment on either side, and be quiet. And by the time they're in and out, most people don't even know it.
Right. Well, there's a heads up on the 22 Win Mag. Winchester is now manufacturing a subsonic version of that cartridge. That's never been done before, to my knowledge.
No. Now, subsonic, ladies and gentlemen, is a bullet that moves below, in most cases, 1,100 feet per second. That changes due to humidity, barometric pressure, and temperature. But normally, you say 1,100 feet per second. Now, just to prove to you that subsonic is not quiet, subsonic, it simply deals with the crack of the bullet. That is the crack that you hear. The other noise that you hear is the explosion of the gunpowder.
Exactly.
99% of your pistol cartridges are subsonic. So if you've ever been to the range without hearing protection on and someone next to you shooting a 357 Magnum or a 38 Special, you definitely know that it is not a suppressed weapon. So in the process of it, by adding a suppressor to the weapon, what you're actually doing is you're capturing the noise from the explosion. It has nothing to do with the bullet or anything else. If you're shooting a high-velocity round, i.e. above the speed of sound, you're still going to have that bullet crack. So the Hearing Protection Act, ladies and gentlemen, that's one reason why it's out there, is it allows shooters to go to the range with a suppressed weapon, and all it is a muffler quiet the explosion of the gases. It has nothing to do with making the gun absolutely silent. It has nothing to do with, as Hollywood likes to do it, a man walk into a crowd and put a suppressed weapon up against somebody and take them out, and nobody standing 3 feet away knows it. There are instances where that could happen, but it would be a very low-velocity subsonic round in a suppressed weapon, but still...
Right.
The original term was a muffler.
Right. Well, the legally they're called silencers, and the guys I work with call them cans, of course.
Right.
And here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 29th of January. We have a new year. We're just about wrapping up the first month of new year. People want to change things in their life. Maybe you're tired of being tired. We've heard that before, haven't we? Are you tired of being tired? Are you tired of waking up with pain after not having a great night's sleep? Well, what in the world are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Are you risking anything? No, because I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. I use mine every night. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, it will probably help. Not getting a great night's sleep, you'll sleep like you haven't slept in years. Yep, you will. Only $285 shipping included. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Yes, I take PayPal, the most secure way to make payments online, MasterCard, Visa. If you need to send me a check, my address is at my website. I have a toll-free order line. This is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I do have an answering service that takes the orders, but I'm the guy that processes them. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. We've been talking, ladies and gentlemen, this morning about the 22s and 22 Magnum, Ruger 10/22. just because you don't have a Ruger 10/22, say you've got a Marlin, or one of my favorites is the Marlin lever guns in 22, learn to use it. You learn to use it to the best of your ability. And that way, small game, you can put meat on the table. Now, down in Louisiana, I've had some friends in the Coast Guard and everything that were from Louisiana, Mississippi area. And believe it or not, down there, John, they hunt deer with 22s.
Well, it's still illegal to do that in most jurisdictions, but the poachers around here use 22s because they're quiet. But it's illegal to hunt with 22s otherwise for a deer.
Right. The caveat to what I'm saying there, ladies and gentlemen, is that Louisiana and Mississippi, like most states, people moving in, things like that, taking away animal habitat, because of the weather and everything down there, it is not uncommon for does to have two pregnancies a year. And the does down there typically will throw twins. So it's not hard to see how you can overpopulate an area. And what the Louisiana Game Department would do is they would put up a deer, deprivation is not the word I'm looking for, reduction, a population reduction hunt. And any caliber is available, and certain areas, okay, you're locked into these areas here, and once you take however many deer you take in this time period, you go through the checkpoint, show them your deer, that way they can get an idea of how many have been removed from the area and give them a better idea of the population. Doing that, ladies and gentlemen, your little tree hugger and save the animal and everything else, people just go absolutely ballistic on that. But what they don't realize is if they don't do this, then the deer will start thinning themselves. And it's not pretty because some deer, they'll fight them off, they'll starve them to death, they'll neglect the babies, just any manner of ways that nature will take care of itself, and it's not pretty.
Right, so, Jimmy, I agree with you, and it's chronic wasting disease is another issue that is a growing problem as well. I just counted 92 different models of the 10/22 here at the Ruger website. I might have been off by one or two, but I was shocked at how many there are. 92 is what I counted.
Yep, and I remember when they came out, there was one.
That was it. There was one. We got a caller on hold here. We got Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Since you guys are zeroing in on the 22, I was wondering, John and I have talked about this before, and I wondered if Jimmy could give us some information on the 22 reloading kits that are out there. I don't think there's more than one or two, but have you had any experience with that, Jimmy, and what did you think about it?
Yes, sir. We do carry them in the store. They're everything they say they are. Now, there's a caveat to it. It is a long, drawn-out process.
It's not going to be quick.
And I've got one that I keep in reserve that it's in its own box with its own stuff, and I took the time earlier to actually use the bullet molds with it and cast up a bunch of the bullets. And if it gets to the point that I have to do that, it's there, but it's a time-consuming process. You're not going to load 200 rounds an hour or anything with it. But if you have the kit and you cast the bullets up first, and there's one item that's not sold in the kit, and it's a resizing die. I highly recommend that because if you're using range pickup brass, shot in all different kinds of rifles and pistols and everything else, the chance of it chambering properly is a guess at best. So what I've done, and you know, it's just simple math and everything, in a truly survival situation, is I've processed probably, probably 2,000 to 3,000 rounds of .22 long rifle brass in the resizing deal, and it's all in a bag in there. So the process is actually very, very simple. The primer mixture, which I'll let you know of a couple of other things that that's good for, is mixed in four parts by measure, and or we should say by volume, not by weight. And in mixing that powder together, you do it in plastic container, and I use a plastic spoon to stir it and mix it, and then I'll put it, you know, normally I'll mix it in the Tupperware, and when I think I've got it close and I know that things are starting to look right, I'll put the lid on the Tupperware, and I'll sit there and just shake it for a couple of minutes just to make absolutely positive that it's a nice, even mixture. And you stand all your brass up, you go through, you use the little funnel that comes with it, and you put one scoop of the priming mixture into each cartridge, dry. And the kit also comes with an eyedropper bottle. And I tell folks I use the finest, cheapest vodka I can buy. And you fill that eyedropper bottle with it, and once you've got all of your cases primed, recommendation on that, when you think you've got them all primed, take a flashlight and go over the top and look down into each one. If you see any brass in the bottom, you didn't prime that one. And you can also tell if you possibly double-primed one. That one you would want to dump out and redo. But once that is all done, then you go along and put one drop of alcohol in each of the cartridges. Now, the next step is where I actually should back up. I use a quarter-inch drill bit and a Forstner bit, which has a flat bottom, and a block of wood, and I'll sit there, and I think I've like 50 or 60 holes in the wood that I put the .22 rounds in to do all this. Once I've put the alcohol in it, then I take that and jar it back and forth. What you're doing is you're settling that primer into the rim where it's got to be compressed. And I'll sit there for about maybe a minute just tapping that on the side of my leg, and I'll turn it to the other side and do it that way, and I'll go all the way around that block of wood doing that, and that ensures that that priming solution gets to the bottom and gets into the rim. And then you simply set that aside overnight. Now, in some areas where there's a high humidity, or it's a humid environment anyway, the next day, take a flashlight and look into each one of those cases, and if they're all kind of a flat, pale gray, you know they're dry. If you see any of them that are slightly dark, that means they're not dry yet. So if one's not dry, very possible several aren't dry. And set them in the sun helps. In the wintertime, I'll set it on the top of the water heater and let the warmth from that work. But what you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is make absolutely positive that that priming mixture is dry. And then, once that's done, they've got several different powders that you can use, and you use the same little scoop for throwing the powder charge, seat the bullet in it, and then the handles that you're using for cast the bullets and everything else also has a crimper on it. So you slide the .22 in there, and you crimp the bullet into place, and you're ready to go. When we first got ours, I sat there and played with it and loaded about 100 rounds and took those and run them through all the different .22s that we've got, including the pistols. And to be quite honest with you, I don't know if it's my method of vibrating it, because you'll read where people will have misfires on them. And I think that is simply because they're not getting the primer material into the rims. And out of all the rounds that we fired, my wife, Robert, was here and tested some of them. We only had two that failed to go off. But both of those two, by rotating them so that the firing pin would strike a new spot, they went off. So we had 100% on however many it was that I'd loaded up, and accuracy was good. They acted just as advertised. I chronographed them, and the velocities on them were, they varied, of course, a little bit, but they were right around the 1,000 to 1,100 feet per second mark. So right there where a 22 long rifle should be. So, yes, it is a valuable tool to own right now with the abundance of 22 ammunition. I would recommend probably loading 25, 50, maybe 100 rounds of it yourself and maybe a couple of other individuals to get the experience of it, and then pack it up in its own toolbox with some cast bullets, maybe some powder, and stick it back and save it for when you need it.
No, that was a good rundown. I was hoping you'd had experience with that, and I really appreciate that. That's good to know, because it sounds phony as heck when you first hear about it, but after I looked at the magazine really good and got on their website, it made sense, but I'm glad you've had the experience. That helps a lot. Thank you,
Dan.
Thank you.
Dan, before we get away, Dan, before we get away, and we will have a meetup this Thursday evening at the usual time and place. It'll be posted on my website before the end of the day.
Great.
Okay.
And Tom Burial's coming too, right, John?
We'll see.
Well, he talked about it. I hope he gets to make it.
I'll be talking to him today. Yeah.
All right. Great.
Dan, hang on.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Hang on just a moment.
Okay.
They also make that in a 22 Magnum reloaded.
I didn't know that.
This is not a new concept. When I was growing up, Herders, old company in firearms and accessories and reloading, we used to buy a kit that was almost identical to this one down at our local True Value. And buy the primer mixing packets down there the same way. At that time, they were in small plastic vials. And the scoop was a little bit different than it is in modern times and all. But my brother had actually done this back then. So it's not a new concept. It's just a reintroduction of an old concept with new materials.
Yeah, Herders was the Bass Pro Shop of the 50s, I guess. And then some.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I read those magazines like they were Bibles. I missed that though. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks a million. Appreciate your expertise.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Another thing on that, John, with the 22 reloading and all. I would set it aside, but at least get one set of bullets on it so you knew how the process worked. Now, a caveat to that, John, this is where several of my friends and I found the incredible blessing of it. With that priming, one of the main items that went in reloaders, there is a pinch that becomes hard. And we have discovered and actually tested it that by taking the primers that we, and all of, most of my presses have a primer catch. I started.
Jimmy, you're something. I don't know what you just. You're doing something different. Your audio has just really gotten horrific here the last minute or so.
That is, how's it now?
That's better. Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay. Weird. But anyway, we found out that by taking the primer holes that we saved, there's two parts to a primer, ladies and gentlemen. There is the little case, little cup, and then the other part is the anvil. And the only part of the primer that is deformed in the process is a dimple put into the cup. Well, we found out that for different size primers, there are different size punches that fit into that just absolutely perfect, John. So you take a bunch of your primers out, you stick them on the end of the punch.
Hold that thought. We have our last break. Hold that thought, Jimmy. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 29th of January, visiting with Jimmy Jinsling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Well, I think today was very important, Jimmy, to get some information out on these 22 caliber cartridges, the 10/22 rifle. And as I've said before about reloading these 22 caliber shells, it's an act of desperation. That's my opinion.
Yes, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Having done it, I don't like selling anything that we don't have some experience with. And It is a last ditch. You can't get ammunition, but you got to have some situation. But the priming mixture of it allows reloaders to reconstitute primers so that for your centerfire ammunition and everything, you can actually make your own primers using the old primer components.
So, now, that would be another act of desperation.
Well, it has happened back in, I can't remember what year of the Obama regime it happened, but I had made an order and gotten in some powder and primers and some bullets for some people, and whenever I do that, I always order a little bit extra and stick it off to the side. And then a few months after that, you could not find primers with a search warrant. Nobody had them. I would order them, and they were on back order, undetermined time of delivery. And it was just one of those massive headaches. So what we've determined is, hey, at least with this primer compound, you could sit down and load up a couple of hundred primers in a fairly short period of time, and at least be able to get your critical ammunition back up and running. One thing that we did is we did take an ad. We took an added step, you might say. And after we did some of those, we took some of our PET loads and loaded them up with these primers and did some testing with them with velocity checks and everything. And there was a slight decrease in performance, but the accuracy and the functionability was still there. So in a situation of a have to and you really need to, that would be a valuable component to have on hand.
Well, like I say, it's an act of desperation, but when times get tough, the tough get going, you do what you got to do, right?
Yes, the one thing that, and I wish I could remember who said it, my dad quoted it several times, the greatest asset to the American people in American history is the perseverance of their people. And that is so true. I've never, seen a country boy that, given enough time, can't figure something out.
So, that's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, just think outside of the box a little bit and stay on top of it. Practice, practice, practice. And again, start getting out and practicing and small this small. It's fun.
Jimmy, thank you, sir. Have you back next week. Appreciate it.
See you then, sir, on time.
Okay, that's it for the day. Get medical supplies, energy cleaner, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RB.